The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Dublin-based animation studio Jam Media has confirmed this week a deal with Disney. With us is John Rice, who is CEO and co-founder of Jam Media. John, why are you not sitting in Rio with your feet up, sipping on a cocktail?
That's a good question, Anton. I'd much prefer the weather here.
So tell us about the genesis of this deal. Came from where?
Oh, it came really from, well, a good few places, actually. Well, we run a festival in Dingle every year called Animation Dingle. And in it, we bring over some of the kind of the top decision makers, executives from all the major kind of players around the world and in Europe. And one of them was Disney last year. And we were able to introduce it to Disney in Dingle.
You introduce it how?
Well, it was at a bar, actually. we would have relationships with them anyway, and we were just chatting about what we're working on at the moment. And I mentioned that we were delivering to BBC and RTE this unique show called Betty Buys, and Betty Buys is kind of counterintuitively it's a show where we want the audience to fall asleep, and it's a wind down show for parents and a tool for them to use to help them in their napping and bedtime routines. And I was just telling him this, and it really intrigued him, and that set off a conversation when he got back, and we sent them the materials, and they really liked it. It kind of tied in nicely to what Disney's core values are, which is to, you know, inform and entertain and inspire, and we kind of took it from there. So it was a 6 months or so of negotiations, and finally it got done. So we're delighted. It's thrilling for everybody that worked on the show.
Now, obviously, a lot of parents of small children would be familiar with Betty Buys. For those who aren't, can you give us a bit of a description of what an average episode is like?
Yeah, it's very formatted. So each episode follows the same direction. It's a road trip to bedtime, and it follows these two characters, Mimo and Baba, as they make their way from kind of a playtime area into the dinner time or nap or food time area, then into the bath, which is kind of rendered out by way of a lake, Lullaby Lake. Then it's into the story, and then finally we hope sleep.
And the deal then that you do with Disney, what implications does that have for your capacity to produce programming? How's it going to work in terms of your own autonomy and control? What are those details?
Well, the control is there because it's pre-made, so they haven't, you know, commissioned it, they've licensed it, so we have full creative control over it. It means a great deal for the company, you know, puts us into 170 million homes around the world.
170 million.
Yeah. It's incredible exposure. And it's also on their linear channels as well, and Disney Junior. And then it puts us kind of, you know, next to these iconic brands, you know, that are really trusted by parents and loved by children. And it just gives us the brand Betty Buys exposure. And, you know, that's incredibly rewarding as an artist and as a company owner.
Did you have any sense when you set up the company 20 odd years ago that you would end up with 170 million homes watching your stuff?
No, probably not. Well, there certainly wasn't any streamers around at that time. You know, the business has changed an awful lot over the years. I mean, we would always be incredibly hopeful. We've been knocking on the Disney's door for a decade or more, and finally they opened. So it's a great opportunity, and we're really looking forward to seeing how it performs with them.
Now, when you say we, the Jam Media, the JAM is an acronym of John, Al and Mark. Tell us a little bit about your co-founders and how you set up the company.
Oh, yeah, sure. Al and Mark and myself, we went to college 25 more than 30 years ago together in Ballyfermot. We studied animation. The three of us after college went off and worked at kind of, you know, big studios. Two of the lads worked in Disney. I went to 20th Century Fox. And then we kind of came back and we were just kind of messing around together in Dublin. We kind of saw some of the new technologies that were coming through as a kind of a way that we could kind of harness and create broadcast quality animation, you know, through these new technologies, you know, cheaply and, you know, with really good quality. So we've been doing that for the past 23 years.
Is animation a difficult business to start in? Because I imagine it's labor, or both labor and capital intensive, long before you get a product.
It is, yeah, it is. There's even though it, you know, technologies do play a great part in kind of streamlining the production process. Betty Buys took 2 years and almost 100 people to make. So we're just finishing delivery on it now.
100 people? Is that many?
Yeah. Between all the artists and the writers and the technicians and the posts and the music, and yeah, it's near on 100 people. It's an expensive production method, but it's but there's a lot of supports in this country. You know, Screen Ireland are there. We also have a studio in Belfast, and Northern Ireland Screen help us with the development of products. So we would tend to, you know, get a couple of scripts written. We would do a trailer or a teaser, and we would create a Bible, and then we go out to the world and try and get people to invest in it.
Well, I'm just off the back of an envelope, even if you paid everybody involved minimum wage, which I am sure you don't, you're a couple of million in the hole before you get the first episode made.
You are. Yeah, you are. It's true. You have to be fully financed. So we tend to, so with Betty Buys, so it was RTE and BBC is kind of the anchor broadcasters. And then we did some pre-sales to some of the linear channels, public service broadcasters around Europe. There was a distribution advance. It's a big jigsaw puzzle that you have to try and figure out with every production.
You said about the three of you going through Ballyfermot and then heading off at that point. I have a sense that around that time, there was a sort of a wave of Irish animation. Have I that right?
You have. I think like in our class alone now, there was Cavalier came out of it. Richie Bainham, who won 2 Academy Awards for Avatar. He was in the class. Brian Woods, Emmy winner. The lads in Brown Bag, they were there. We were all kind of together, and it was kind of very, I don't know what was in the cheese sandwiches, but there was something. A lot of people in that class went on to do incredible things.
How did you find the experience of working in 20th Century Fox?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It was great. It was over in Phoenix, Arizona, and Sullivan Blute at the time had just closed down. And so they relocated about 120 of us over to the desert. So to work on a film called Anastasia. And that was my first job. And it was wonderful. It was an adventure. And it really kind of, I suppose, showed me, you know, the power of quality storytelling. And it was a great experience. I loved it.
And when you start with animation, do you begin with the narrative and then figure out the character and the art to match? Or do you get a character and then figure out what to do with them?
Often for us, it's kind of the characters, and then the characters will inform the story and the drama and the comedy. So, but sometimes it can, you know, it could be a setup. It can kind of come from anywhere really. Anton, you know, it could be a sketch on a post-it, or it could be, you know, something, a book perhaps that you like, that you want to adapt. Or, I mean, it can really come from anywhere. With Betty Buys, it was for myself and Al, the co-creator, Al Shannon. We were trying to solve a real world problem in trying to get our toddlers to sleep. So we noticed that there just wasn't a great deal of quality content for the very young. You know, there's loads of preschool content, but for kind of kids under 4, there's not a whole pile created. And a lot of the time, you know, parents quite guiltily go to YouTube, and sometimes that content is probably not, you know, particularly well produced and not very nourishing. So we thought that there was a gap in the market for this. So that's how Betty Buys happened.
Are your kids going to get a cut of this deal for being the creative catalyst?
Yes, JJ, who's now 8, reminds me very often that he is one of the inspirations of the show.
Lastly then, John, what about the pressure? Because it is, you know, the flip side of a big deal like this is those 170 million households. Does it weigh heavily on you knowing how big an audience you now have to serve?
No, it's the opposite. It's incredibly exciting to think that all these people around the world are hopefully going to, you know, respond positively and use parents will use it as a kind of a tool really to help kind of, you know, fit into their bedtime and nap time routines.
Well, undoubtedly, having talked about it, there will be people who will want to hunt down an episode if they haven't already seen it on RTE or BBC. Is there anywhere it is downloadable or viewable?
Oh, yeah, it's streaming on the RTE player.
John, thanks very much. And listen, congratulations again and best of luck with it. That is John Rice, who's CEO and co-founder of Jam Media, which of course, Jam being John, Alan, Mark, the three guys who set up the company 23 years ago and just done that deal, which means they're now working, I think, with both Disney, HBO, Nickelodeon. It is quite the success.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.